Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The domestic radical right has killed more people than radical Islam since 9/11 in the United States, without a doubt. Those are the words of Ryan Lentz, principal writer of a Southern Poverty Law Center study of violent terrorist attacks that occurred in the U.S. between 2009 and 2015. In a classic example of confusing ideologues with facts, the SPLC study found that while U.S. security officials were focused exclusively on protecting against foreign organizations of Islamic extremists, Americans were steadily being picked off by homegrown Christian lone wolves. Here are the confusing facts that SPLC winnowed from the facts of the cases. The total number of terrorist attacks in the six-year period was 63, or on average, one every 34 days. It's interesting that that's precisely the frequency of school shootings in the United States since Sandy Hook in 2012. Three-quarters of the terrorist attacks were conducted by a single individual operating entirely alone. Another 15% were carried out by two people. That leaves 10% that involved some kind of organization. Half of the attackers expressed venomous anti-government sentiments and were members of the so-called Patriot Movement of Christian libertarians, although the clubs, militias, clans, or whatever they belonged to were not involved with the attacks. The other half of the attackers comprised haters of women, of abortion, of non-white people, and of non-Muslims. Most of the attacks, 59%, involved guns, 25% explosives. The use of guns has been rising, the use of explosives is trending downward, because it has become more difficult to obtain explosive materials. Probably because we don't have a National Dynamite Association. The Ku Klux Klan, thought by many to be a powerful force among the deranged, is a mere shadow of its former self. It has become a kind of Al Sharpton of the extreme right, showing up at events already in progress, littering the area with flyers, getting on TV, and bugging out before it's over. The SPLC is not the first organization to warn about the increasing danger of violent right-wing extremism. By the way, although almost all these attack dogs are white Christians, it would be indefensible to claim their religion was somehow responsible for their criminality. You listening, Bill Maher? The first organization to get its hair on fire over this threat was, wait, don't tell me, our own Department of Homeland Security. It was 2009, and in a report on right-wing extremism, the DHS said this: lone wolves and small terrorist cells embracing violent right-wing extremist ideology are the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. That's what they said. The authors reported a surge in right-wing extremism and thought it was not a coincidence that it was taking place immediately after the election of America's first black president. The right wing went nuts. The report was actually a confidential heads-up to police forces, but was immediately leaked to the wing nuts. Because the report pointed out that the extremists were having some success recruiting among veterans, the American Legion, among others, screamed that the report was an attack on veterans. The leader of another fringe group, Republican members of Congress, a guy named John Boehner, found the whole thing to be offensive and unacceptable, explaining, DHS was using the word terrorist not to describe al-Qaeda, but, and I'm quoting Boehner, to describe American citizens who disagree with the direction Washington Democrats are taking our nation. Almost immediately, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano withdrew the report, apologized for its contents, and accused the team that put it out of not following proper procedures. Virtually everyone who worked on this study resigned from DHS. It used to be a joke to say, as Daniel Patrick Moynihan once did, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not to your own facts. Where American right-wing nuts are concerned, it is no longer a laughing matter. Knowing the facts about who is really out to get you can be a life and death matter. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.